Michael,
yes, man.
Well done. Congratulations. Heading to Croke Park. It must be a great feeling in your first season with Tyrone.
Hi, it's I suppose maybe we've gone a wee bit further than where we thought we were going to go, but I'm just delighted for these players because, you know, we asked for a lot throughout the year. We only got together on the 30th of April with them, or 20th of April with them, and we says, look, we'll just go and give this everything, and for 3 months they have worked their socks off. And it showed today. I thought our fitness was really good, our hurling was good, but more importantly, we were so courageous, and I'm just delighted for them. They're going to Croke Park to play there.
The courage was stood out a mile there, but, and you know, and also a maturity that has developed as each game's going on there, and players getting to know the formula that you want and know how to play with each other.
Yeah, that's it. And you know, I've said it all along. There's better players in Tyrone than most people think. There's some fabulous hurlers, as you can see out there. Some of the scores today were top class. And if they're wearing a Limerick jersey or a Kilkenny jersey, you know, they'd be lauded through the Sunday game. But this result probably won't even make the Sunday game. You know, we're only a third or fourth tier team, but that means the world to them lads there. Like, you've seen that at the end. And you know, that was a victory of the day for the McElhattan family. I dedicate that victory of the day to the McElhattan family. They lost Jimmy today, I didn't realise he was such a true Gael, such a great Gael in this county, and so well thought of. And for his son to come out today on his home pitch and do goals and play as well as he did, you know, he saved us two or three times at the end there. It's a mark of the man, and just delighted for them, delighted for him, and just delighted we're all going to Croke Park. Yeah,
Jimmy was a winner, I think, of the GAA President's Medal, a great honour in Croke Park, and he, you know, he, it's fitting that the game, I suppose, is played here where he looked after this pitch for so many years.
Absolutely, and we talked about that on Thursday night, you know how poignant it was, and you know, the best tribute we could give him was to come out here today and win and get Tyrone to Croke Park. But look, the one thing I will say is that, you know, we've only won a semi-final today. We haven't won any trophies. We haven't won any medals. We have another big game next weekend or whenever it's called. We have to go now, recover and prepare for that. And you know, the boys are obviously floating there because they've won the game. But I'll get them in the changing room here. We'll get their feet back on the ground, and we'll be back working hard in Gervaghan on Tuesday night.
As you say, it's not over yet. Mayo are a formidable outfit. They play a division above you, and they have some great talent in their team.
Well, I'm taking it by that. Mayo beat Armagh, did they?
Yeah.
Mayo are a formidable team. So are Donegal. Donegal won this competition last year. They're playing in the league above us. You know, I've said all along, I think we're playing in a league below where we should be. So we've beat Donegal today. We won't fear Mayo. We will absolutely grant them all the respect that they're due. But these boys will fear nobody now, and we'll go into Croke Park full of confidence, and hopefully we can get over the line there.
And I was going to say about the wides. You know, the last lot of weeks we talked about the wides. So very few wides today.
Well, when you've had as many wides as we did in the last couple of games, you do something about it. So we've sickened them there the last few training sessions. They've been shooting and shooting until their arms were sore. But it counted the day, because under severe pressure we were able to get scores. And that got us over the line. So yeah, look, we always look at the weaknesses, and we'll look at the weaknesses we had today, things that we didn't do right, and we'll try and correct them for the next day. You know, this is a building project. You know, we're in bonus territory. I didn't think, you know, we'd be in Croke Park this year in our first year, especially with COVID and only getting to meet the lads halfway through the year. But, you know, we're building a team here. You've seen the young lads out there. We played today without Mickey Little, who's been one of our star performers. But the lads that come in, you know, Conor McNally came in today. He's 10 days in isolation, come out of isolation today for the first time. He put in a shift there for 45, 50 minutes for us until he just had another breath in his body. And that's all you ask of players. And that's what they all give us. And that's why we're winners today.